Meishav Yaakov Beretz Megrei Oviv Beretz Knan. First Rashi says, Achar Shekosav L'cho Yeshua Esav V'Todosav L'Raksara, the end of Parshas V'Yishlach, the Pesukim go through all the Todos of Esav. Shelo Hayu Svunim V'Chashuvim L'Farish, Heich Nes Yashvi V'Seder M'Chamoseyim, Eich Harishu Esachori, Pirish L'cho Yeshua Yaakov V'Todosav. So it wasn't Chashuv to go into the Indian of the Todos of Esav. So we go in, so we're M'Farish Yeshua Yaakov V'Todosav, B'Derech Arucha, Kol Gilgulei Sibosam, So Yaakov and Bnei Yaakov are the chashuv to go into to be marich into their lives. So the Torah wasn't marich by until Noach, and then by Noach. So then the Torah is marich. And then the second part of Rashi, the Rashi Yoshon is. That the Nefila of Esav is going to be Davka Ayadei Yosef. So we got by the first part. So even though the Kavanah of Rashi is to Mashve the Chashivus of Abraham to Noach to Bnei Yaakov, but Ayadei Zeh, he also says that whenever the Torah wasn't Marech, then there wasn't Chashav Lefnei Makom. So Bnei Esav, as far as we know, they were Kulam Rishayim. But by Bnei Adam and Bnei Noach, it's just a Ktsas Ha'ara. Well, even though they definitely were Rishayim there, you have Dora Mabul and Dora Floga and of Devod Azara, but Afa Pichin, you have people like Mitzushelach and Enosh that were Tzadikim, and Afa Pichin, the Torah was not Myrich in them. Lagabi the Kiloi of that Esav is not going to fall to the hands of Yosef, so. There's a medrash that spells it out a little bit more. That so the Anaf Yosef in Baba Basra Kuf Chav Kamon Beis. So he brings a medrash that says like this: Yosef haya katon v'zochel lebechora, v'esav haya bechor v'ibe bechoroso. So the exact opposite that way. Yosef hoda b'tchias amesim shenemar pekod yifkod, v'esav kafer shenemar hinei anochi alech lamos. Zeksiv es elokim ani yorei, v'zeksiv bov lo yorei elokim. Yosef godol ben shnei rishoyim lo lomim maaseihem. The Esav godol ben shnei tzadikim lo lomim maaseihem. Yavozev yipol biad zeh. So therefore, Esav's going to fall biad Yosef. And the Medrash also there says the reason for all this says Mesuras hi biadeno she'ein Esav nofel ela biad b'neil shel Rachel. Lama she'im boim hashvatim lodonim Esav lomar lo lama radavta esachicha. If the shvatim ask Esav, why did you chase after your brother? Who Umer Elohim Lama Radavtem is Yosef? Ben Chamulim Meni. Why did you chase after Yosef? You're not better than me. V'kevan Shuba Yitzel Yosef. Once Esav goes, Bnei Esav goes to Yosef. Umer Le Lama Radavta. And Yosef asks him, Lama Radavta Esachicha. Why did you chase Yaakov? Ben Yochel Oshivu. Then he can't answer Yosef anything back because he wasn't Rodif Achim. So that's the Indian that Esav Davka will fall to the hands of Yosef. Now, okay, what I want to do is talk about. Start from one Inyan the Parsha, and we'll go to a few other Inyanim Ayadei Zeh. So the sugya with Yehuda and Tamar. So in Perek Lamed Ches. Fine. So you have the Hamaisa. Yehuda has heir, and then Onan, and then Shelah, and Yehuda gives heir to Tamar, and heir was also Rav Bnei Hashem, like Rashi says, Mar Yivamas Lamed Dal, that he was Bol Shloka Darka. And then Onan was the same thing. It says by Onan, Yehuda suggests boil eshes achicha v'yad bemosa du yibum v'hakim zera leachicha. And Onan said he knew ki lo yeh hazara. And he also was bosh lo kadarko mace. And then v'yomer Yehuda l'samar kolaso shvi amon the base avich ad yigdol shelo pasuk yud aleph b'ni. Go back to your father's house until Shelo becomes a gadol. Maybe he's going to die like his brothers. Then she's chis the panah, and Yehuda was b'al tomer, the whole ma'isa, and don't, there's Dion the Sreifa, and thought could be many that Tamar was right, and they had, and Leosef al-Adaita, and they stayed together. So Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph says, what's this time of Yehuda of wait ad yigdol shilo? So Rashi says, klomar, docha haya oso bekash, Yehuda was giving a dechia that he never had in mind to give Tamar to Shelah. He's just mad for her. she's muchzuk to kill people. There's something called a katlanis, which after you kill, after the woman kills the two husbands die, so child with the third one or the fourth one, the third one might, she might not be able to get married again because she's muchzuk to kill people. So the Ramban is ma'orah here, and Noi Bihuda, which we're going to focus on in a second. So why was he docha bekash if be'emes she had a din of katlanis? So Yehuda, just stand strong and say you have no rishus to marry Shayla. Why was it docha yavas bekash? Lashon of Noi Bihuda was otu bush. Was there any bush involved? So Noi Bihuda wants to say a cheshbon l'devei Rashi of what's going on with Yehuda's taina of adi gdol Shayla. So he says like this. Noi Bihuda's in Eben Ezra Simon Yud. He says by Isser was machlokas if Azlina Basaruba or not. Rabbanon hold Igo Basarov, and Rav Meir holds Rachashin Miyuta. So Chaimelon Kerabbanon that the Isser Azlina Basaruba. Now, but Sakana, so Gemara Chul in the first paragraph says Sakana is Chamira Sakanta Misura. Sakanta is more Chamar, and it's before there that we're Chashin Lemiyuta by Sakana. Even the Rabbanon there Go Basarov Gabi Isser, but by Sakana they're Choshish Lemiyuta. So now, in our case, the Sakana and the Isser are Tali Zebezeh. Why? Because the Chashash is maybe Shayla will be a Sris. Rabbanon hold that we're Samchin and Rove people are not Srisim. So that's why there's no concern for cutting to the Yibum. And Rabbeir is Chashin Lemiyuta. So if he's not a Sris, so then if Shayla is a Sris, and we were Chashin Lemiyuta, then there would be no mitzvah zibum here. By Sris, there's no mitzvah zibum. It's Chisar and Avahokim al Shem Achiv. He's not a Bar Hachi. And there would then be an Isser Eishas Achshalob Mokam Mitzvah. So we try to Yibum. When you're a Sris, there's no Mokam Mitzvah, so Isser Eishas Achshalob Mokam Mitzvah. Masha Enkem, if he's not a Sris, so then there is a mitzvah zibum. And then there would be no Sakana. Why? Because Shomer Mitzvah Leyoda Dovera. By Katlonis, there's a diyun if, in general, while she can't marry the third husband, what if it's makom mitzvah? In general, kiddushin we say is not makom mitzvah leisatam sheyia, but by yibum, so there's tshuvas Rambam that and a lot of other mafreshim address it. Is there a heter of katlanis makom mitzvah, or is there no heter? So one of the explanations and why it would be mutter for a katlanis to do yibum. To the third husband is because Shomer Mitzvah Yoda Dovera. Once it's Mokum Mitzvah, there's no Chashash Katlanis. So the Noi Yehuda says like this: Yehuda was more that she needs to wait until Shayla knows that he's not a Sris. That's Adi Gdol Shayla. They should know that he's not a Sris, because even though the Indian Isser, we pass like the Chachamim and that you go Basarov, so there's no Chashash Sris. But the Sakana, the Lashon of Hen Yomos. The chashash of katlonis, we said before, chamira sakanta meisura, that l'kuleyama by sakana chashin l'miyuta. So here, since there's a sakana of katlonis and she might die, it's not the mitzvah that maybe there's no kiyum mitzvah of yibum because shami matzis ris. That we're not worried about aslim basaruba, but the sakana shabo that if he'll turn out to be a sris, there won't be a makom mitzvah, and there'll be eishes achshelo b'makom mitzvah, and there's no heter or shomer mitzvah liyodol dover ra, and there's going to be a problem of katlanis. On that, Yehuda was worried, and that we have to wait. Adig dol shilo, that's the lashon of pen yomus. That's he doesn't say this, but l'chori poses meduyuk. It doesn't say pen yivol eishes achshelo b'makom mitzvah. It's pen yomus. It's the chashash. The reason why you have to wait adig dol shilo is because of the chashash katlanis. That's what the Yehuda says. Yehuda was more kehalacha. There was no busha bechlal. Yehuda paskin. He wasn't docha bekash. Yehuda paskin. Adi gdol shela to know that she's not going to be a katlanis. Azoy zot noy Yehuda. Now, what's interesting is the shita of noy Yehuda in Evna Ezer, Mother Tanyano, Simen Membeis. He paskins that by Ben Noach, there's no din of Azlina Bosaruma. Achrei Rabim Lahatos was Liyisrael Nemrov Lola Ben Noach. And even though that's the Ruba De'isa Kamon, but for Ruba De'leisa Kamon, like Sarissa is a Ruba De'leisa Kamon, whether it's learned out also from Halach, whether it's Halach Mishmasina or Achrei Rabim Lahatos, or wherever the proofs are from, he says there that also is Dafka Liyisrael Lola Ben Noach. So Ben Noach, you have to be Choshesh Lamiyuch, you have to be Chashin Lamiyuta, even though we have a klal of Meek immediately Yisrael Motor Lagoy Osir, that you never can find any halachas where Yisrael more machmir than then the goyim have more chumra on the halacha than Yisrael. But that's what comes out from here, that for they know where they're chashin lemiyuta, whereas Yisrael are not chashin lemiyuta. He is addressing there a famous issue. And he brings a prima gunam, also says this, that by Ro, that there's no din of Rov by Ben Noach. And he addresses a famous issue that Raman paskins that Bnei Yishmol are chayiv and mila, Arabs are chayiv and mila, because since they're in this area with Bnei Keturah, Bnei Keturah are chayiv and mila. So the chayiv and mila, Bnei Yishmol are chayiv misafik and mila. So the Nabi Huda asked, Shagasari already asked, Nabi Huda brings Shagasari, he asked, but you find by Ger Amoni, Ger Moavi, that a Sancheri was Mabawa Kola Umos. So a Ger Amoni, Gemara says in Brachos, if he wants to marry Bas Yisrael, we say it's okay because Sancheri was Mabawa Kola Umos, so we don't assume that this Ger Amoni was really from Amoni Moavi, of Lo Yavo Bakal Hashem. So, Frank Nobi Yehuda. So, what's Pshat? There, by Sancheri, we say double kol umos. We say kol parish meruba parish that he must have come from rov from any other umma where there's no Israel level bakal and we're not chashin lemiyuta. That maybe he was from Amon or Moav. So what's shot by here? We should say the same thing. Kol parish meruba parish. Bnei Yishmol. These people, maybe some of they came from a different umma. Why do they have to be chashish that they're in the Keturah? Same way you say kol parish meruba parish that rov olam is heter level bakal and it's not chashish for garamoni. So too. By Mila, why do Bnei Yishmol have to be choshes? They're bechlap Bnei Keturah. Let them say kol parsh ruv parsh. Some of them came from other umos which aren't chayiv Mila. What's pshat in the Rambam? So that's the stira in the Rambam. That's stira. That's the kash in the Rambam, which I guess already asked. Nabi Huda asked. Nabi Huda is miyashiv al pi this yisod. That by Geramoni, where he's doing geris. He's a Yisrael. So Yisrael is then holy chacharov kol parsh ruv parsh. So mistama he came from other umos, not from Amon and Moab. Mashenkin by Milas Bnei Yishmol Bnei Keturah. We're not talking about the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yishmol, the Bnei Keturah. So by Ben Noach, where there's a din of Chashin LeMiyuta, and there's no din Halei Chacharov, we won't apply Kol Parish Mu Parish. Rather, we're going to say they have to be Choshif the Miyut. Maybe they're from Bnei Keturah. That's how the Nebuchadnezzar who wants to answer the Kasha. Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Beis, asked an obvious Kasha on that. That if so, every Uma should be Chayiv. Maybe they're from Bnei Keturah. That's the Minchas Chinuch asked the Nebuchadnezzar. But Azoy Zot Nebuchadnezzar. So Hashad Asas Lahachi. So I had a horror. So the horror before Matan Torah, they had a din of Ben Noach. It's a vikuach. Obviously, we'll see soon. But the horror they didn't Ben Noach. So what's the Bihu saying? A whole stuk of Torah that Shela. There's by Shela we of the mitzvah Shabo. There's no chashash that he's a sirist because Aslina Basaruba. Just by Sakana Chashinon Lemiyuta because Chamir Sakanta Meisura. If there is din Ben Noach and Ben Noach, there's no din of Rove. So even the Rabbanan that in general hold Azlina Basaruba, even them, El Kul Yama by Ben Noach were Chashin LeMiyuta. So why does he have to come on to the fact that Yehuda was worried about the Sakana of Kalanis? Say Pashat, that since there are Din Ben Noach, we're not so much on the Rove of Rove and the Elam aren't Siris. So let's be Choshish that he's the Shelo was a Siris. Mitzvah the Mitzvah, there's no Mitzvah Zibum here. Not because the Chashash, maybe the Sakana tells us that there's no Mitzvah Zibum here. The Sakana, we have to be worried, Sakana Kalanis, they were Chashin LeMiyuta. The Etzim Mitzvah of Chashin on the Siris, by Ben Noach, we're Chashin LeMiyuta. So how can you say, even though by Rove, Samchina Ruba, and there's Emistama, it's Motor for Shelo to the Yibam, which just we're worried about separate issue of Kalandis, there should be a separate problem here of there's no, we should be Choshish for that, the mitzvah shouldn't apply here. That we should be Choshish that he's a Siris, and it's not a Makom mitzvah to begin with. Yeah? Huh? Yeah, go ahead. Say it again?
Shelo, even the son of one of the Shvatim was had a bit of Ben Noach.
Some from Mount Torah is the Ben Noach. We'll see in a second. But on the side before Mount Torah, they're Bnei Noach. The whole Cheshmen, Nadi Behuda, that Sinchina Aruba copy the mitzvah. But we're Choshish from Midah Sakana. Lachor is no. You don't have to say that. Just say Stam. We're Choshish Lemuta on the Etz Mitzvah of Shemim Matzei Sres. That's the horror of Nadi Behuda. Lachor should be a stir in Nadi Behuda. So we'll come back to that Mitzvah Hashem at the very end. You have to leave, I'll fill you in. But let's be makdim with Eshel Yashiv for the Parsha Shtrachim. He takes this vikuach of the format Torah, the Eden of Yisrael or Ben Noach, throughout all these parshas, but there's a few good examples in our parsha. And let's go through the examples, and we'll see that it's Meduk Duk Shapir. So, now, Rashi, the beginning of the parasha, brings a medrash. But Yosef's complaint of the Achim was. Rashi is Dibramasal Estibosom Ra'o and Pasuk Beis.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yosef Ra'o Elovia. A well-known Rashi, Kol Rosh Ro'a Be'echav B'nei Lo'ya Hemagin La'ovif She'yochen Evin Menachai Mezalzen B'nei Ashvachos L'kros Novodim V'chashunen Al Arayos. That was what he complained to Yaakov about. What's the pshat? What's the vikuach Yosef Ve'echav? So let's say over a few of the pshatim. There is a fascinating shloh here. The shloh says that Avraham Avinu made Sefer Yetzira, and he was moser Sefer Yetzira to Yitzchak. I saw it was off the shelf. Just the, I don't know if it's because of this shloh, but it's off the shelf. The Sefer Yetzira is on the table somewhere. Avraham made Sefer Yetzira, gave it to Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. And Yaakov was moser at Lebanov HaMiuchasim, the Shloss says. Why? Ki ein moser in Sisrei Torah el LeMiuchasim b'chol dor. You have to be careful of where you give over Sisrei Torah. So therefore, he did not give the Sisrei Torah of Sefer Yetzira to Bnei HaShvachos. So the Shloss says like this. We find in Sanhedrin that Rav Chisna and Rav Huna, they made an egel tilta, they created an ego b'chol erev Shabbos, like they say for Yetzira, b'tziru of Hashemos. B'vadai, the Shloss says, this definitely doesn't need Shechita. And it's mutal yochlo chai. And that's what the Shvatim did. The Shvatim made a behemoth, Aydei Sefer Yetzirah, and Yosef didn't know that it was done Aydei Sefer Yetzirah. He thought it was born from Avaim, and that wasn't the case. And that's Loshon of Dibosom Ra. Dibosom Ra, he says Loshon of Moti Sheker. So why was Yosef being Moti Sheker? Because it was Taka was Sheker. He thought it was Avraham Menachai, but it wasn't. There's no Avraham Menachai because a behemoth from Sefer Yetzirah doesn't need Shechita. So that was the Moti Sheker. So Lamai said they did Kedin. And he explains the other two cases of the Medrash Alpiza as well. Because the Gemara says also there in Sanhedrin, that Rava created the person, Ayde the Shemos. So he says the Shvatim borrowed Nekeva. They made a Nekeva that was Matayel with them. And Yosef wasn't aware of it. And he thought that it was a woman that was, you know, created B'teva from parents and not from Sefer Yetzirah. So he told Yaakov Lobev, they're Chashal Arayos. Who is this woman? Now, when the Achim were involved with these sodos of Sefer Yetzirah, so the other Bnei Shvachos, he says, wanted to be mischaber with them. They wanted to join. So the Bnei Miuchosim told back the Bnei Shvachos, "You're Bnei Shvachos." And their kavanah was Hashem Shemayim. They weren't being mezalzel. There was a kavanah Hashem Shemayim. The mesira of Sefer Yetzirah is only to the Miuchosim. So Yosef didn't know that. And Yosef held that he was being mezalzel, that Bnei Miuchosim were being mezalzel in the Bnei Shvachos by calling them avadim, and that was the complaint of the zilzel there. And Yosef also had kavanah Hashem Shemayim because he thought they were all being over isurim, and still he should have been choker to find out what was really going on. Now, so that's adkan divrei Hashloah. Now, in that which the Shloah says that the behemoth was from Sefer Yetzirah, the Malbim already says in Parshas Vayera. No, already says, I'll peep the shloh, that Avraham Avinu, when he was Machal the Malachim, Abasu B'cholov, so the behemoth was from Sefer Yetzirah. Okay, Meforshim asked how Avram could be Machal the Malachim Abasu B'cholov. You have to know if it's a Kasha B'cholov, he thought they're Bnei Noach, no problem Abasu B'cholov for Bnei Noach. There might be Malkum to understand the Kasha, but Lemaisa they asked the Kasha. And, fine, so the same way that so all the shloh says is that a behemoth from Sefer Yetzirah doesn't need Shechita. So the Malbim, I'll just take it further, that that behemoth from Sefer Yetzirah doesn't have a shame basar, linyan basar b'cholov. Doesn't have a shame basar. Now, so and that's what he says. He says the lashon of the pasuk there is Avram uven the bakar asher also. What's uven the bakar asher also? Because he taka made this bakar because it was done from Sefer Yetzirah. That's meduktuk in the pasuk. Now, and with this, he asks me ask another kasha. Sugya in Bechoros, the avav amud beis, that the Gemara says that cholov should be also. Maybe we can't eat cholov. Because there's a hamina, either the hamina, the cholov is dam nekar nasa cholov comes from dam, maybe should be asr al tzda, or it's like me, the asr menachai v'shari, that it's, the loshen is doma to ever menachai, that cholov doesn't, it's like ever menachai, because there's no heter shechita on the cholov, it wasn't shachar. A lot of shatim of what the Gemara really means there, but the easy way to understand it is ever menachai. So the Gemara is looking for makor, how do you know it's mutter, maybe since the Torah asr b'asr b'cholov, it's mashma the cholov itself is mutter, Gemara is madcha that. So Gemara comes down with like, a cost of Eretz Leval Chalav Dvash, the Torah is Meshabeah Cholov, it must be Cholov's Mutter. So Fregna Al Meforshim, including Shid Bekabetzis over there, and many others, Tumim, why not bring a rye from Avram? If Cholov was really Asar, so how could Avram give Cholov to the Malachim? So, and even if they were B'nai Noach, but on the side, the Cholov is also Avram and Achai, Avram and Achai is also a problem for B'nai Noach. And the Shita really answers, they were B'nai Noach, but you have to know what he means, because B'nai Noach is still a problem. Avram and Achai is still a problem for B'nai Noach, so you have to know what the Shita meant.
The problem with Avram and Achai for B'nai Noach
is only that. Right, so Pasha Cholov is not someone's given, you have to know what the Gemara is B'chlal. Right. So,
even if it is for a Jew, it's not for a B'nai.
Huh?
That's why it's not for a B'nai. Maybe for a Jew it will be, I don't know, for a B'nai.
Gemara says you need Basugim at Samos. So the Shach that learns that it's Pshutuk HaMashmo, the Chasm Sofer yells at the Shach, how can you say it's Pshutuk HaMashmo? There's no Gim at Samos. So he learns Gemara Labdaf, and it will be Miyushev. Akoponim, you can Yesh Lomar, that if this Cholov that Avram was Machal them was from the same Behemoth, not just the Behemoth was Asher also, but also the Cholov was from Asher also, the Cholov was Sefer Yetzirah. If you want to say that Cholov, the same way Basar Ben Hashemayim doesn't have a Din Basar, so to Cholov Ben Hashemayim doesn't have a Din Cholov. Mimela, there's no raya. Because the fact that Avram was machil, so really Cholov might be Osir. But the fact that Avram was machil, then Cholov, it's not a raya, because this Cholov's not Osir, because this Cholov doesn't have a shame Cholov to it. The Cheshik Shlomo in Yerodeya, it's hard to find, but 4-7 Kufn and Ches there, Taka says this Pshat, this Miashiv, this Kasha, that the Cholov was also Sefer Yetzirah. Back to the Medrash Rashi brings that the Avram and Achai. So the Mizrahi says a different pshat. Mizrahi says, what was the case? The case was it was Behemoth Mefarcheses. Behemoth is still shaking after Shechita. So what they did was they shechted it. Is they did Shechita. They took from the Basar from the Behemoth while it was still being Mefarches, while it was still shaking around, it was still high. So then you have to wait until Misa, you have to wait till the behemoth dies, and then they ate it. Lo soklu al da, then they ate it. So the halacha is for Yisrael is b'shchita tal yamilsa. For Bnei Noach, it's b'misa tal yamilsa. Bnei Noach are more chamor than Yisrael for this. The Bnei Noach to take basar from behemoth shachut is not allowed. You only take basar after the behemoth dies. So mefarcheses is mutar Yisrael to do shchita to eat from a behemoth shachut, which is mefarcheses, is mutar Yisrael and asur for Bnei Noach. So the Achim held. Since it's shochet, so it's mutter. And Yosef was told, he says, Yosef was told b'din. Yosef held that since for b'nei Noach, right, Yosef told b'din. What was the toast? So he thought that b'misa tal yamilsa. He had to wait until after behemoth died. And his mistake was that halach is only for b'nei Noach, not for Yisrael. He was a mechalik this chiluk of Mishchita Tal Yamilsa and Bemisa Tal Yamilsa. So the... Fine. So that's what he says. So Marash Yofa asks on the Mizrahi, before Man Torah, they had Din of Bnei Noach. So Yosef wasn't told about Din. If they had Din of Bnei Noach, so they did wrong by eating it after Shechita. They should have waited until Misa. So Marash Yofa gives a different teretz. Marash Yofa's Miyashev, that really the case was, it was Ben Pekua. So it was Ben Bekua, which means that the Behemoth Shachot, that you, it was Me'imo, and Yeshechta, and Shechita's aim is Mahani for the Uber. And Yosef didn't know that it was a Ben Bekua. So the Parsha Shracham asks, what are you marviach with this? The same exact kasha you asked on the Mizrahi is going to be Shver on you. The Haino. The Hedra of Ben Bekua is only for Yisrael. The Hedra of Ben Bekua is that it's Nechshav Keshachot. And there's no Isra of Eber Melachai because it's Nechshav Keshachot. But for Ben Noach, we're just finished saying that b'misa tal yamilsa. There's no din of shechita for Ben Noach. It's just b'misa tal yamilsa. So of course it's still going to be the Isra of Avram and Achai for Ben Bekua. There's no if the whole heter of Ben Bekua is keshachat dami only applies to Yisrael. But for Ben Noach, where it's b'misa tal yamilsa, there's no heter Ben Bekua. And you, l'shitas of Marash Yofa, holds that they had din of Ben Noach. So l'chora Yosef's taina was a starka taina that they shouldn't have been eating a ben bekua. So what do you marviach? Kol de milsa, he says, there's no chilek between mefarcheses and ben bekua for these inyanim. So we get to the parsha Shrachim, and he's miyashev. Mizrahi is right, it was behemoth mefarcheses, but Yosef was not Torah bedin. The shvatim held they were yotim echal b'nei Noach legamri. They had a din of Yisroel. They had a din of Yisroel. So behemoth mefarcheses. So achar shchita, you already have rishus to eat it, and that's what the achim did. Yosef, however, held that they were b'nei Noach l'chomra and Yisrael l'chomra. So what does it mean? You have to keep the chumras of Yisrael and the chumras of Ben Noach. So you can't, inside Ben Noach, you can't eat from this behema, because behema b'far cheses, you have to wait until Misa. So Yosef knew what they were doing. He knew his behema b'far cheses. He knew exactly what they were eating. But Yosef held that they were still Ben Noach l'chumra, so they had to wait until Achar Misa, and that was Yosef's taina. With this machlokas, Yosef and the Achim, he wants to be Masbir also later on the Parsha, by Yehuda and Tamar again. So Lemaisa, Yehuda, so Tamar was Yehuda's koloso, his daughter-in-law. So he asked Bishlam, Yehuda, there's no kasha how he could be bowl her. He didn't know that was her koloso. He chista panel. But Tamar then knew that Yehuda was the father-in-law. How could she be machshel Yehuda to be bought al koloso? And also, why wasn't Yehuda chora apo the sorfa be'esh? Why didn't he kill Tamar? Yehuda was shogeg, but she b'mezid was machshel him iser koloso. It's very frek there. Now, before we see what he answers, this shiloh of koloso. So this is a topic that everyone talks about, how Yehuda could be bought koloso. Also, the Torah calls her a zona. How was he bought a zona? The Ramban already addresses this. The Ramban al Torah says that Yibum from an Torah wasn't just by Eshes Ach, Yibum was by Krovim. So it's din of Rashban Yivamos also says this, that you find Yibum by Krovim, so there's no problem of Koloso Makom Yibum. Makom Yibum by a Misa, even though it's not Eshes Ach, still Yehuda had Rishus mitzad Yibum. It's this funny kind of Yibum from an Torah that by Krovim, there's a Musa of Yibum by Krovim. Yeah. What?
Even if there was
Shela? Ah. Good. I know. Maybe the Chashash Kalonis overrides if that works.
Kalonis will go on Yehuda.
Oh, yeah. I mean. So you have to there's no mind of Vishasach over that. It's horror.
Even though they had a din of Yisrael, the Ramban himself holds
a partial emor that din of Yisrael. So that's also. You have to know what's that. And it's even worse because the Ramban himself in Yevamos, the same place where he says there's no problem Yaakov v'shtei achayos, because kiddushin ayidei kinyan, all the arayos that come ayidei kinyan, where not like a daughter or a sister, but the ones where you need a kinyan, that wasn't usher until Achar Matan Torah. So because the music of kinyan by Ishas was this Chayish Achar Matan Torah. So he says, and the Raya is from Yaakov and Nosher Shtei Achayos, and from Yehuda was Baal Koloso. So you see, because those were Ishas Ayde Kenyan, that didn't exist for Matan Torah. So he's mashma that they had Din B'nei Noah,
right.
Even though he himself was Din Yisrael. You have to know.
Would it make sense to say, even though they had Din Yisrael, they could still have more qualities than some people?
Mice is not going to help Ramban Yevamos that holds that there's a raya from them. Also, Ramban Yevamos there says that there's no iser. He wants mechayish. There's no iser koloso for Ben Noach bechlal. It's a different teretz. No iser for koloso bechlal for Ben Noach, and his raya is from Yehuda and Tamar. Okay. Rashi Lamaisa, fascinating Rashi. So the Daf Yud, Gemara there says that Tamar said back Yisoma ani. What does it mean Yisoma ani? So achi ve'imi hisiyuni. My brother and mother marry me off. The ani suin klum, because in the raisa you need that the av is mekadesh, the av does the kiddushin. The ain koloso. And Rashi says in the Furish that Tamar was not Yehuda's koloso. It's a big chiddush. And according to Rashi, there was no yibum here bechlal, because she wasn't married to them. She wasn't married to Erev Onon.
It could still be yibum. We have by Rus.
Oh, very good. Even without nisuin, you find the musik of yibum, right? Yeah, no. And then Marach in Zona. Now, Parsha Shachem says like this, that by Ben Noach, so, Bol Ishto Shalokadarkas Chayiv Mesa. And in Yevamos, and Rashi, we said before, that Erva Onon were Bol Altamar Shalokadarka. So, he says it's Mistave that there's no Kenyan, Kiddushin, there's no Kenyan. Because if for Bia Shlokadarka, where Chayav Misa, it's Mistavra that Bia is not a Bia Shalkenyan. Like we find, Enkidush and Tovs Mechayav Misa. So that's the Enyan. So if so, Zokt Parshachim, that also Lufinis Mahalich, that Tamar was not colossal because she never was married to Erev Onan. So the Maisa, the Misa's Erev Onan Agav, so they were Mefurish, they were Katanim. How were they Chayav Misa being Katanim? So Bali Tos would say Bedoros Rishonim, there's already Onish Katnuson and Nashav Kikadolim. It's a separate topic. Now, so all this is for Bnei Noach. The Bish Lokadarka is Chayav Misa, there's no Kenyan. But by Yisroel, Yisroel is Bola, Shalokadarka is Kona, Ram Paskins, Perkimol, Hippos Ishos, that Bish Lokadarka is Kona Kedushim. So Tamar held that she had didn't Ben Noach. Like we said before, no, we didn't say before, but Tamar held how that she had been that she had been of Ben Noach. L'chumra. So if so, there's no Kenyan of the Biyash Lokadarka. And there's a Chiyuv Misa here. And she's not colossal. There's not colossal, and she had Rishus to Bol Yehuda. Oh. Huh? The Yisrael. The Chumra Yisrael. Right. That's not how I read this. I don't know. The Chumra Ben Noach says there's a Chiv Misa here for Biyash Lokadarka. The Chumra of Yisrael says that she's Mekudeshis and that she's colossal. I don't know Pshat. But that's what he says. And Yehuda, why the mice and Yehuda not kill her? Because Sotka Mimeni, like the Morris says, Rashi brings, Mimeni Yotza Dvarim Kvushim, that there's Yotza Baskol, that Tomer was right, the whole time of Seha, and Yehuda was chosen from his Shita of the Deir Din Yisrael, and Ben Noach Lachomer. That's what the Parsha Jochem said. When Yehuda says to Onan via Bemosa do Yibum, so that's only Yehuda's cheshbon. But Tamar held that she wasn't. Okay, you have to know now. But Tamar held she wasn't married to Aaron. You have to know if it was Taka Yibum b'das Tamar. Okay. Now Emes Tamar the held that she taught the held that she's been off lechomer is lashitasa. Efshar lomar kav. Because Gemara holds, Gemara says in Bamitzia and Soto, Noach lo adam lahapil atmo tokev shen eish v'ayavim p'nei chavriya b'rabim. Minolam mitomar. Tosos understood it's a din. Yarg v'al yavar. Why is not listed in the three? Tosos says it's not mefurish. Rabbi Yonah says, avak ritzicha. So it's yarg v'al yavar, also abez rai de ritzicha. Olam mefurishem. Ein Yaakov, Nei Yeshua. I think the Riven in Ein Yaakov. They say that it was lechomer. Loshen Noach. It's midas chasidus. T'lai b'asim t'chmerish, but it's no chiyuv. So now, in fact, Ben Yinsin and Chuvah Kufayim Beis, fishit the Sarambam, that whenever it says Yavar v'yahorig, the din is you have to be over. You have no rishus lahachmer. You have to be over. So if so, and if not, you're chayiv misa. I mean, you call yourself lechomer. It's not good. You're chayiv misa. You're dead, but you're chayiv misa. The fi that how could Tomer be machmer? How could Tomer be machmer? The mice in the Forshim and Babazi and Sota, they deal with this kasha, Briskarov and Stencils and Sota, just as Hadar Rambam learns that Gemara. So, the mice the Teretz is Tamar Lashitos, Tamar held she was Ben Noach. By Ben Noach, Yesh Lachkor. Is there, would Rambam say this thing of Yavar, Komakam Shemar Yavar, Yaharig, you have to be over. So, it's totally if there's Vachai Behem for Ben Noach. So, the Chachma Shlomo says that there's no. Sorry, the Chem de Shlomo says that there's no v'chai b'hem for Bnei Noach, and you have Rishus Limsor Asmo Lemisa for Kiyum Mitzvahs. So it's a Shaila. Comes up in Parsha Shmos, maybe we'll see. So if so, then Tamar, the hell that she's in Zirchon Shmuel, Shmuel says this also, that so Tamar held that she tossed that she's Ben Noach, so she taka had Rishus. Lahachmer al atzma. He was just lahachmer al atzma to lahap tokes of kibshan eish even tishita sarambam because for Ben Noach he was just lamsar atzma on mitzvahs. Mice we learn out this din for Yisrael also from Tamar. You have to know how, if it's holy for Ben Noach how you learn out from Ben Noach. That was the cheshbon. That would be Tamar al shitosa that there's din Ben she had din Ben Noach. So now. Getting back to our Indian, Hashad Asas Lahachi. So, Mevor. So, we asked the Behuda, what's Pshat? That since he holds that Ben Noach Hashin Lamiyuta, why was he Choshish Dafka for Sakon of Kalonis? Tepu Glei, that for, there's no Yibum here because Ben Noach were Hashin Lamiyuta. But about Yehuda Lashitaso, by both Ma'aseh Yehuda and Tamar in Pikuach. This is before the Chazar of Tzalk Meimeni. This whole Ma'aseh of Katlanis Yehuda held that Yisrael is Mechal Benoach Lagamri. So Yehuda held in Yisrael. So Bidin Yisrael Avada Azlin Abosar Ruba. There's no Chashash Tzris Mitam the Mitzvah. But for Katlanis, that's a Sakana. That's a separate Chashash. And Tamar was Zos Ve'ol even more Chomer. Tamar was masking to the Chia of Adi Gdol Shila. You have to wait until Shila gets called. Not only because Chashash Kalon, it's also Chashash, maybe Pen Yivul, Mokom Eshazach, maybe it's going to be of Eshazach Shalom Mokom Mitzvah. Because we lost the Bas Rubens, Chashash there is. That was Shita's Tamar.
Well, she was married anyway.
Yeah. Maybe no Yivul. Right. Come in the Cheshmanos, right. Even outside, right. And also come out that, fine. Also, right, even if he wants to say she was Mekadesh Le'er, but she held there's no Makom Yibum to Onon because Chashash Tzris. You don't have to come on to Biyash Lokadarka, it's Tamazoi. She held that even if she was Mekadesh Le'er, there's no Makom Yibum because Onon wasn't Katan, so there's a Chashash Tzris. No, even Onon. We said before, Viabemo, so maybe only Yehud's Cheshbon and not Tamar's Cheshbon. Also, you can get to the you can say the same thing that it wasn't Tamar's Cheshbon, but it's a different reason that she was Choshesh for Tzris. And in the end of it says Alkein talking many Alkein Lonesasiel Lashela Bani. It doesn't mean Davka that Tamar Tanya that she should get Shela. You have to see Rashi. It's not Pasha. That's what that means. Now, so in the Iker Divinu Behuda, there's a tremendous chiddush here because on the Iker Kasha of how the Pesukim. So the Brisker Rav says here, what's Adi Gadol Shela? Says by Katan, there's no mitzvah zibum. The Mishnah says. And Yivamos Kufi Aleph, Katan Habal Gdol Tegaleno. Katan, that's Bal Gdol Tegaleno. What does that mean? It means he have Rishus for sure. And he holds, the Mishkarav says, there's no mitzvah zibum. There's no mitzvah zibum by Katan. He's a Katan. So, there's Kashash Katlanis, because there's no mitzvah. And Adi Gdol Shilo, then there'll be a mitzvah, then you can do Yibum. That's what the Mishkarav says. And that's Chor Pasha. There's no mitzvah zibum, so there's a problem, so the Kashash Katlanis. But, you see from the Yehuda, did not answer this. And he also said that if you go Buster Rove, if you forget about Katlanis, you go Buster Rove, he says, there's no Chashash Tzris, Yesh Kan Mitzvah. That's his Lashon. Yesh Kan Mitzvah Sibo. And he wasn't Mechalik Le'Bris Grove. It's Mashmah that Li Yisrael Elio would come and say, this Shela is definitely not going to be a Tzris, then he definitely could do Yibum, if not for the Chashash Katlanis. And it would have a Shem Mitzvah, and Yisrael Mitzvah Yodah Dover Ra. So how could that be? There's no Mitzvah Sibum for Katlan. Namude or choose the Mude or it makes us or on the Behuda. What's Pshat? So, and off with this. So I found Rav Moshe in Dibros Moshe says a lashon like this to explain Mitzvah Zibum by Katan. It says She'ein ha mitzvah masha hu kone es hayavama leisha el habia be'etzem below inyan kinyan hi ha mitzvah. The hakinyan shenas es ishto the hamiyavim that kinyan which makes her the isha of the miyavim. Who owed them biyibum? The gam who kono so the isha but biyoso. Aval ein ze inyan hamitzvah. Shalachin afshe who katan v'lo kono oso but biyoso the isha. There's no kinyan. Yochol kaim hamitzvah. The gam katan hayochol kaim mitzvah. V'yumemela kol habiyos sheyivol akatan as yivento v'chule biyos the mitzvah. All the biyos will be biyos mitzvah. Kevin the lo nistalka hazika mimena but biyos the katnuso. The Bias Akadim doesn't take away the Zika's issues, but Achein Tegalenu, that's why you can grow up with him. The Muteris Lo Livolo, because she has Rishus Livolo. Moshe says, Mitzvah Zibum is different. You don't need Das, you don't need Kenyan, you don't need Das to be Mekayim Mitzvah. You just need the Maisa Bia. Even the Kotten can be Mekayim that. And it has a Shem Mitzvah Inyan, there should be the Chalshom Mitzvah Yodad of Ra. And Yehuda said, wait, I think Dol Shilo was a separate cheshbon of Sakan to Chashin of Mitzvah. And you can say that Nebi Hudo held like this with Moshe. The Taka was a mitzvah even for Katan, so only a separate cheshash of Katlanis of where there were Chashin Lemutu, Shemi Matzei Sris. And the Maestro, the Gabi the Kenyan, which we're saying is not as low mile of Lamorid here, but the Gabi the Kenyan, if there's a Kenyan of a Katan for, and Rosh is here going, there's no Kenyan for Katan by Yibum, it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosis the Kedushan Dafi Tess. Rashi holds there is a Kenyan for Katan, is Kona, and Tosis holds there's not. And just enough with this, also that this Machlokas Rishonim, very says like Machlokas Rishonim, in Tosfos and Yivamos Dafchov, that in terms of the Mitzvah Yibum, the Rival understands that the Mitzvah Yibum is in need of Bia Royal Kamashem. the Ri is cholik. The Ri says that you need a gavur roi lakom Hashem. You don't need the binis roi lakom Hashem. He proves his point from Katon, Ketana, Hara, Biyash Lokadarka, that those all are mutter and they're bechalal the mitzvah of Yibum, even though not be a roi lakom Hashem. It's from a gavur that's roi lakom Hashem. So you can say this machlokas, if there's a mitzvah of Yibum by Katon, is efshur. It's not muchach, but it's efshur. That's machlokas Rishon. That aval lefi the rivot that you need to be a royal lekam hashem to become the mitzvah. So katan, it's not be a royal lekam hashem. There's no mitzvah of even by the katan. That's like the brisker rov. But if you read that all you need is a gavur royal lekam hashem, then in chiyah that should be kima ase of ibum. You need a gavur royal lekam hashem. So katan, you can say it's not just that he's not just kohen her. He also has a mitzvah in the ibum because. So the mitzvah is need a gavur roi lakom Hashem. So katan is a gavur roi lakom Hashem. Efshur that the bia of a katan is has a shame mitzvah because he's bechal gavur roi lakom Hashem. Is roi lakom Hashem? No. With the mi community, did the Yisrael mutzla goy asar? How could what's pshat with Yisrael kadarka that for Yisrael's mutzla goy asar? So Taka mechaz chinuch asked on the Mishnah. Minchas Chinuch asked on the Parshas Rachim that goes with this cheshbon of everyone were Bel Shalok Adarka, and therefore Tamar wasn't there's no kinyan to Tamar, so he asked what's pshat the Gemara was chozer about the chiyuv misa that the Gemara in Tanhedrin daf Minchas Mabez mitam because of the pshat mikim Yisrael show motor goy usher since Bel Shalok Adarka is a motor for Yisrael and Takakona. So, vada for goy, there's no chiyuv misa. The Gemara was choser for that reason. The Gemara says a different shot there. So, how could the Parsha Drachim go with the havmina when the Gemara was choser? So, vada is not a shaila for me, kamidi, and that's a tanya in Parsha Drachim. How could he go with the pshat that the chayuv misa for bishlokadarka?